Today we'll be doing the letter Lamed. The Mishnah Berurah tells us, "Os Lamed Tzarich Lios Tzavarah Aruch Kevav Veroshah Shal Hatzavar Yihya Agol Tzad Yamin Lamala Latzatzmo Zavis Larosha Kemo Shehu Rosh Havav Kitzmunas Halamed He Kemo Kaf Kfufa VeAleh Havav." The letter Lamed, so the neck of the Lamed has to be drawn out, has to be extended like the letter Vav, and the top of the neck of the Lamed has to be rounded on the right side, on the top right, and on the left side it has to be flat like a Vav. Because a lamed, essentially, if you think about it, is basically a chaf sofit with a vav on top. And for this reason, the leg of the lamed has to be rounded on the back side of the lamed, on the back right of the lamed, and it should also be bent over properly like the letter chaf sofit. Like a regular chav should be bent over. So there's a machlokas in the Achronim whether we're going to specifically insist that the cuff part of the lamed should it be on par, should we draw it down to be on par with the rest of the letter or not. Now the Mishpura says v'nagu asofrim kidei azov v'ayim b'ver halacha. So most sofrim assume that you do that you should only draw the letter out a little bit, but you shouldn't make it on par with the chaf part of the letter. Well, it's not small on the left side. Mekum chibur kaf im vav yihya bezavis v'lo be'igol. The spot where the chaf and the vav attach on the letter lamed, that should be done on a flat corner and not in a circular shape. V'yehi chibur havav el hakaf bedakus, and the vav and the kaf of the letter should be touching in the slightest way. Because the image of that letter, it's like a vav, which starts out really thick, and then it gets a little bit thinner, and then it gets, in other words, it gets thinner as it goes down. And the top and the neck of the vav, rather of the lamed, have to be bent over a little bit on the surface. And on top of the lamed, on top of the neck of the lamed, there need to be two crowns. On the right side, the crown should be bigger than that on the left side. So in general, this notion that you have to have the right crown, the right tag be larger than the left tag is really only lechachila. But if you make the tagim so small that they only look like a yud, so then according to many poskim, that's a problem even b'diavad. Therefore, you have to be really careful about that. So the Sefer Baruch Sha'amar discusses those sofrim who are ignorant, who basically they make the neck of the lamed too short to the point that it only looks like a yud because they don't leave enough space between each line. Because the Rokeach and other Rishonim point out that you have to make sure that the top of the lamed is in the shape of a vav and not of a yud. So there are certain sofrim when they mess up and they wrote the letter kuf instead of the letter lamed. So all they'll do is, we'll just stick a thing on top of the kuf and make it into a lamed. And then once the ink dries up, they'll simply scrape off the leg and then make it into a lamed. The same is true if they wrote lamed instead of a kuf. So they'll wait for the ink to dry on the kuf, and then they'll scrape it away, and they'll scrape away the top of the kuf to make it into a lamed. V'zepsul gomer kemo heimim kum dalton is bar lebetur zal. That's a violation of chak tochos. Lamed shenimtza al gabo rakin kav pashut. So the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the letter Lamed, if let's say you only had a straight line on the top of the letter as opposed to the line with the tagim, the line with the drawn out vav on top, so then b'diavad, if it's a shasad chak, let's say it's Shabbos and you can't take out another Torah and you can't fix anything else, the b'diavad you can use it, but during the week you should fix it. And if it's in a pair of tefillin and you don't have access to any other pair of tefillin, then you can still wear it without a bracha. So we'll stop here for now, and we'll do the letter Mem tomorrow.